I'm Zach East. It's the Best Mix in the Morning show for Thursday, and your music news is now on the coast with another sequel to Dirty Dancing. It could be in the works. Jennifer Grey and Lionsgate Studio has a plan. There isn't a lot of details right now, but according to Deadline.com, the studio and Jen are collaborating on a new film that involves dancing, at least, considering it's been about 30 years since the original. And sadly, key cast members Patrick Swayze, Jerry Orbach, and Jack Weston have all died, so a reunion kind of seems impossible. Also, there's no mention of Eleanor Bergstein coming on board. She created the now-beloved Baby and Johnny characters, and Deadline reached out to her, and she replied, "I have no details on this at the present time. If I know more, I will let you know." So hopefully at least Jennifer Grey shows up in the movie. And Kelly Rowland is a coach on the Australian version of The Voice and said recently, "It was really tough to share the Destiny's Child spotlight with someone named Beyonce." Well, she didn't say someone, but I did. Kel, who's a coach on the show, made the comment to a contestant, Chris Sebastian, whose brother Guy is a huge star down under. She said, "I know this feeling. Can you imagine what it's like being in a group with Beyonce? I would just torture myself in my head. Like, I can't wear this dress because they're going to say it looks like Beyonce. Or I can't have a song because it sounds too much like B." And she lived with that for a long time, saying, "There was a whole decade, if I'm being completely honest, a decade where it was like the elephant in the room. It was the thing that would constantly be on my shoulder."